it up for Ohio State.
You've waited all day for this.
Don't let that tee stand in the way.
He's going to take it to the house. 85 yards. Down the right side going. Devin Smith got it at the 5 and into the end zone. Touchdown.
The one show that's nothing but the Buckeyes.
Oh! And Graham Rucker for the touchdown. Kraft shoots it high on the right for 3. Yeah.
This is the Buckeye Show.
All right. Happy Wednesday to all you fine Buckeye fans. I'm Timmy Hall. We got our man Cam Taylor back there on the update desk and running things. My man Tyvis Powell is here to my right. Tyvis, you are not getting the applause tonight because we have a very special guest in studio to start off the show. The head basketball coach at Ohio State. That is Jake Diebler. Deebs, thank you so much for coming down to the studio. How is everything in your world right now?
It's great. It's great. Happy to be here. I did see Tyvis getting some jumpers up in the lobby.
Well, how did it look? Tell him. Tell him how it looked.
Not bad. Not bad.
You
actually
hear that?
The further back he got, the better it looked. I saw him make a couple. So
I know. What is
Thank
the deal
you.
With
you know
that?
What? I'm glad.
He's better from three. He can't shoot the bunnies.
I'm glad everybody has listened to that, because what you don't know, Deebs, is they harass me every day, because Tim actually is really good at pop a shot. But they harass me every day because I can't beat Tim. But they think that I'm not good anymore. So I'm glad you set the record straight. You see some potential there. I've always been a knockdown shooter. I kind of taught Steph Curry what he knows. So I just want to put that out
there. I was about to invite you over to the shot to get a couple lessons. We could make it so you could beat Timmy. But if you're doing that, you don't need my help.
I could always take a little bit more help, you know?
I have been dying for some kind of basketball competition against Tyvis.
Why?
And I don't care what it is. Like, if he's going to, you know, back me down, if we're actually going to play one-on-one or something, that's cool. I can possibly make a fool of myself. But if it involves shooting, I think I got you. And Jake, you didn't watch long enough to see. You only caught a couple of shots.
He seen what he needed to see.
I saw two good ones. That's all I needed to see.
Right. It's, you know, the name of the game. It's consistency. It's not can you knock down two when it's the fourth quarter when your legs are tired.
Hey,
what are you going to hit?
Hey, two of the greatest players to ever play the game were mid-range shooters. Michael Jordan, Kobe Bryant.
You a Rip Hamilton guy?
I am a Rip Hamilton guy.
Yeah.
Loved him.
Mid-range.
Even though he played
right
for Detroit
there.
And I'm a Cavs fan, I respect who he was.
Yeah, that's right. That's right. Jake, what's when you're scouting basketball players, just personal preference, because the way you played, you're a guard. Is there just a type? Everyone's got a type. Just the kind of players that you love. We all talk about how guards really dominate and you need good guards. Yep. You got two good guards for winning in March.
Yeah, we got a few good ones. And the game's changed a little bit. Can't be all mid-range. But, you know, I think now, because decision-making, the pace of the game, the pace we want to play at, guards that can make quick reads, whether it's in ball screens or in crowds in the paint, is critical. We have that. I'm really excited about that. But got to be able to shoot the three, though.
Now, speaking of shooting the three, you got some transfers that's come in. And
Battle
you got,
was pretty good last year, wasn't he?
Yeah, he was.
Yeah,
he
gone.
Now that you got some transfers coming in, how are you looking to replace Jamison Battle's three-point ability?
Yeah, I think it's going to be through player development. We have some shot makers that we were able to bring in, and certainly, you know, a guy like Bruce returning who over an extended period of the season was able to show his shot-making ability, certainly. So it'll be by committee. I think we'll have multiple guys, but if you remember Jamison, when he came, he was coming off a year where he shot low 30s.
Mm-hmm.
And then is really probably arguably the best shooter in the league in low 40% and has now played his way into, you know, a potential two-way conversation in the NBA because of the year he had. So that development is going to be important for guys like Michi, who is certainly capable, Micah Parrish from San Diego State, mm-hmm. who's made a lot of threes throughout his career. And, you know, I'm excited about the two forwards we brought in, too, and their ability to kind of extend. Maybe they didn't get a lot of opportunity where they were.
Sure, mm-hmm. sure.
But I like versatility, so we're going to push them to show some of that.
Well, you got, like, skill, too, right? I mean, those guys, I'm sure you were looking at them as recruits as well, and you see, you know, five-star recruits. But I'm glad you brought up Parrish, because I feel like he's kind of been left off to the side. We're all kind of oohing and aahing over a Kentucky transfer and a Duke transfer, but getting somebody from a program with that pedigree like San Diego State and somebody with some versatility, I mean, that's got to help your roster right away.
I think he might have lost less than 10 games in the
that's
last
crazy.
Two years.
Yeah,
I mean,
he's winning
and played significant minutes. So national championship game and Sweet 16 this year in back-to-back years. Mm-hmm. So he's a really, really important piece. He's a really good player, a really important piece. I think our style fits him well, and he's got good positional size. I mean, he's, you know, 6'5 guard, so be good.
When you let's take you back to, you know, obviously Coach Chris Holtmann. They move on from Chris Holtmann, and you get named the interim head coach, and then your next match is Purdue. What's going through your mind? Were you nervous about this when they gave you that job? What take us back through your mind? What were you thinking?
Yes. Yes. You know, it's funny. So there were so many different emotions during that time, because I was obviously close with Holt, mm-hmm. and it, you know, hurt for he and his family. And then you had like almost immediately had to move on and focus on the guys,
yeah.
focus on serving the team and the program. And I think one of the things, looking back, one of the really valuable things I was able to do was that next day I set up individual meetings with every player.
Mm-hmm.
And really, we talked about, hey, we're going to make a couple changes. We couldn't make a ton of wholesale changes,
yeah. right?
But we want to make a couple changes. Here's what they're going to look like. Here's what they're going to look like. And then really just pour it into that relationship that I had with guys.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, we go into the Purdue game. You know, the morning of that game, my wife, you know, I'm getting ready to walk out there, and she's like, hey, no one thinks you're going to win. You know, just keep it close. And she kind of smiled. She knows how I'm wired. So yeah. That like bothered me a little yeah. bit. So
why do you say it like that?
Yeah, yeah. So I told her, I was like, babe, we can beat them. Like, I think we can beat them. We had two great practices leading into mm-hmm. it and stuff. And you know, our guys played so well. So it was a lot of fun.
And it's like you pop in miracle before that game, right, Tyvus? Yeah. Not this game. Not tonight.
Tonight.
Yeah. So
I promise I didn't have some like crazy speech that was the difference.
We just did the work, right? You just do the work. Jake Diebler, Ohio State's head basketball coach. I keep wanting to say new. Do you have a problem with that? You're not new anymore, right? This was back in February.
Yeah, but it is new. And I think that's one of the things that's been different is and you know, we've had to explain that to the guys who have returned, and I think just this is new. Like we're doing things. There's differences. You know, this is a different program now, and so yeah, it's very much new. We've got a lot of work to do between now and November 4th, I think it is, when we open up.
It's
with
a big
Texas
game.
In Las Vegas.
Mm.
So, but yeah, it's very much new, but that's a good thing. I think it's a real good thing.
Are we going to put the kibosh on guys on the bench doing horns down? We go crazy about that when players do that on social media. It starts a war of words when the
Texas,
horns go down.
Yeah, they're a really good team, so we need to focus on us. We can't be focusing on them. We got enough to get ready for. And I think, listen, I want our guys to play with a lot of passion. I think you saw how I coach. But I love it. We'll try to keep it focused on us.
You know, speaking of coaching, you know, it was like everybody noticed that it was a difference. You know, once you've taken over as head coach, you know, the team starts having experience, some success. It just looked different. What is it about your style of coaching that you're able to connect with these players and get the best out of?
Well, I think part of what made it successful is the relationships,
mm-hmm.
right? And you know, when you recruit someone as an assistant coach, it forms a bond. So one of the challenges for me as a head coach, and I've told our staff this, like I want to be significantly involved in recruiting, probably more so than majority of head coaches across the country, but it's for that reason. It's that relationships that's formed in a recruiting process. So I also think our guys knew that I was just being myself, and that was probably, you know, I got advice from, I called several head coaches quickly, people I'm close with, said, hey, like, help me out here. Give me somebody. They said two things. Almost, it was wild. Almost verbatim, they all said, "Say you got to be yourself. Can't try to be Holt or Thad Matta or Bryce Drew or Homer Drew. You know these guys that I've worked for." So you got to be yourself. And then they all said, "You need to play like five guys. Don't play your bench. Play." But I did the opposite of that. Right? It that was kind of an instinct thing.
Mm-hmm.
But the
yeah.
Be authentic, be true to yourself, who you are, make a couple adjustments that fit you and your personality. That'll allow you to be most comfortable, and we were able to do that.
Did you probably think that you coaching with so much outward energy, I just remember in that Purdue game so much, your bench decorum, And I thought, like, you were living and dying with every play that your players were making. And maybe, like, some of the feel, the mood around the program maybe jolt you into coaching that way. And is that, like, the start of now who you are and going to be as a head coach? Just like doing it that way?
Yeah, I think that's who I am. And yeah. my dad coached that way. He was fiery and a lot of emotion. I played that way, quite honestly. I wasn't a good enough player to not play that way.
Yeah.
And it was an important part of who I was as a player. But I got a little, it's funny, after that game, I got a message from head of officials in our league, and he was like, hey, you can't be that close to half court, man. We're going to have to do something about that. So I got a little too much there early on.
And then
I got better at it as the year went on.
You said you guys have enough to worry about. No.
Deeves, when you assembled your coaching staff, you become head coach officially. How did you assemble the rest of your coaching staff? Was it just friends that you knew? Like, what went into your process, or what did you think about when you made the hiring of your assistant coaches?
Yeah, there was certainly some familiarity, which I think was important for me being a first-time head coach, but I didn't just want to hire friends, mm-hmm. right? I was, when I was making decisions, certainly putting the staff together, but there were a couple of non-negotiables for me. One, the values and stuff had to align, and I knew that with these guys, that was easy. The next thing was, are they as passionate and as dedicated as I am to helping guys grow? Player development on and off the court. And there's a time commitment that's required for that, but I needed, like, to surround myself with guys who were willing to sacrifice time to do that. And then, you know, if you look at the guys that we were able to bring in on staff, you know, fresh off a Final Four run at NC State, you know, Dave Dickerson, you know, that's Coach Joel Justice. Dave Dickerson, the last Final Four at Ohio State, he was on that staff. He had won a national championship before in coaching, and he was a sitting head coach, which was important. Like, I wanted someone with that experience to be able to help. And Jamal Walker's coming off the, you know, the best stretch in the history of Grand Canyon, and they coming off a win in the NCAA tournament. Taylor Battle, best stretch in the history of Northwestern, and a like unbelievable player in this league, and hadn't worked in this league and evaluated. And then Luke Simons being at Baylor, and Scott Drew, and kind of that pedigree. So all the kind of guys coming from programs where winning was just, that standard was important, but that development and growth had to be there.
All right, we got Jake Diebler, Ohio State's head basketball coach. I think I have one more basketball question to ask, and then we're going to sort of switch gears and then put a rule into effect for the rest of the segment coming up here. Jake Diebler in studio with us for one more block. You guys have the Buckeye Show on the Fan.
We used to have a billboard with our host's face on it, but only ugly people work here now.
Your mama say you ugly, hey!
The Fan, Ohio's sports destination.
Libman makes a difference. The Libman Mop Crew is a part of our winning team. The Libman Mop Crew makes sure the hardwood is safe and clean for the players every game at the Schottenstein Center. No matter what kind of flooring you have at your home court, Libman has the tools to keep it clean. Our mops, brooms, and brushes are proudly family made in the USA. Visit Libman.com to see our whole lineup and for a store locator. That's Libman.com. Libman, proud sponsor of Ohio State Athletics.
Come on over to Heartland and join our family.
Did the pandemic eliminate quality customer service? Well, many places it did, but not here at Heartland Bank. Imagine getting top quality service and good advice as well to help you down life's road. It's community banking, and it's alive and well in the Heartland. I'm Scott McComb, CEO. Coming over to Heartland, where banking really feels good.
Fair banking feels good.
Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
They're trained. They're prepared.
Let's do it.
They're Ohio's undefeated plumbing, drain, heating, and cooling team. And they're here to tackle your problems. For plumbing, drain, heating, and cooling, there's only one team. The Waterworks. Better care, better value, better results. Call The Waterworks at 614-232-2222. Or visit them online at thewaterworks.com. A proud sponsor of Ohio State Athletics.
Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices. And when you download the Kroger app, you can enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. Plus, you can earn fuel points to save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. And with a Boost membership, you'll save even more with double fuel points and free delivery. So you can always save big every day with our savings and rewards. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
And now we're on our way with COTA, a proud sponsor of Ohio State Athletics. Whether it's game day or every day, COTA moves Buckeyes fans down the line toward victory. Download the Transit app today for an easy way to plan and pay for your next trip. Visit COTA.com/transit app to learn more.
Hi, I'm Gene Smith, Senior Vice President and Director of Athletics. Ohio State Athletics and Cardinal Health know how important diversity, equity, and inclusion are to the success of our community, employees, and student athletes. And we believe an equitable culture creates a community that attracts and retains the very best. Visit OhioStateBuckeyes.com/Buckeye-inclusion to learn more and join us as we educate and celebrate the value of diversity and inclusion.
Common Man and T-Bone are known for many things.
And while great radio ain't one of them,
shoving food down their gullets is their specialty.
Join Man and Bone for Fat Boy Food Tip.
Live at 3 or on the podcast.
Your home for fat. The Fat Block O on the radio. This is the Buckeye Show.
Timmy and Tyvis on a lovely middle of the week Wednesday. Our guy, the head basketball coach at Ohio State, Jake Diebler, so generous with his time to come down here to the studio and spend a couple of segments. This is our last one, so you're catching us. Pay attention, because we got one more with Jake Diebler, and I said we weren't going to do any hoops. I have one to start, and then we're switching off for the rule. So, you know, a two-parter. How is Taysom doing? I know that this is going to be a big year developmental-wise for him. And the second part, this was such a cool week. I hate to see that news because it's been so much good stuff on your Twitter account and X account of, you know, vet camp and NBA dudes and former players, D'Angelo Russell, EJ Liddell, on and on and on. Guys smiling, having a good time this week.
Yeah, first, you know, your heart breaks for Taysom, because he obviously came in, dealt with some injuries as a freshman, didn't really get a full season, didn't get an off season to prepare for the year. Had a really good spring, was trending in a good direction, off to a good start here in the summer, and just, you know, so feel awful for him, but the encouraging thing is it's unrelated to his previous injury. So successful surgery, you know, it's just now it's just a time thing to get back.
Hold on, Tyvis. And the vet camp.
Vet camp, sorry.
And how that was, and the tradition of this going on and on.
This is going to be moving forward, and these will be some of the best days of the year for us. Like, it was unbelievable. You have the amount of current NBA players we had there, some guys overseas, former players who, let's just say, they're beyond their playing days, coming back and spending time, you know, with our guys, mentoring them. Our guys, they lift with our guys, eat meals. It's almost like they're on the team again, eat meals with them. We did some skills stuff on the court. Then we played. We actually did a little scrimmage yesterday. So I reffed that scrimmage.
Did you throw in some bogus calls just for fun?
Listen, I don't want to sound too biased, but I'm a really good official.
Oh.
And I tried to explain that to some of the officials last year. They didn't like that too much.
Mm.
But
I see how this went there.
But no, I did myself and Coach Battle. We reffed. I think we did really well. The game was tight. It was a good game. A little back and forth. They had some really good players on their team, like D'Angelo Russell and Jayshon Tate and Bryce Sensabaugh. And, you know, it was a lot of fun.
I'm glad. Yeah, what's the requirements for that? Am I allowed to stop by?
I mean, I would have said no, but after seeing your jump shot earlier, we might be able to give you a tryout to see if you can be a part of the drill.
It was a huge debate a couple of years ago.
I've had enough of that about the football players thinking they could beat the basketball team. It's ridiculous, Jake.
I'm getting the opportunity to showcase my skills.
Listen, I love the energy that some of our football players in years past, and we won't say any names, have had to that they can go out there and hoop. And I like that. But, yeah, we'll leave it at that. Although I did see, you know, Coach Day and his staff, they got this June Olympics going on, right?
That?
So I was in the gym, and JT was shooting. Now, he can shoot. He can shoot a little bit.
Good player.
Yeah. He was a good player. Played on the EYBL. I remember watching him when he was in high school, but
it's a different game.
It's a little different. Okay. It's a little different.
All right, Tyvus, that ends the basketball portion.
All right.
No basketball starting now.
All right. Well,
what do you got?
So we don't like to count people's pockets, but we know that you got a little raise in your pay.
Yeah.
And yesterday we were talking about personal chefs. You know, if we had a lot of money, will we get a personal chef? Are you going to get a personal chef now?
No way, because I got skills in there.
Okay.
And my wife, she's even more skilled than me. I actually enjoy cooking. I don't get a lot of time to do it, but it's kind of like I don't know if I could say it's a hobby because I don't dedicate really a lot of time. But when I do get an opportunity, I like to do some of that myself.
Well, now, you need to teach me something.
So when you get into the normal routine, how many nights a week do you think you can take for meals?
In the season?
Just whenever, throughout the year.
But
so it really is a hobby.
I'm trying to get a little bit done here in the summer.
Good, you know, good man.
Once or twice a week, just keep I got to keep my skills tight. So
you need to make a book or something and give it to me so I can get in there. So we was talking about you. We hear that you are a foodie.
Yes.
So the debate is
this guy. He doesn't get it.
What I don't understand is, Tim tells me that people eat for fun.
Yeah.
That's...
Because there's different kinds of foods, and you might not be starving, but you want to taste something.
Dude, I can't wrap my head around... I eat to live. There's no eating for fun.
Listen, I thought you and I were going to be aligned on everything today, but we are not aligned on this. I mean, I literally work out so I can eat for fun. Like, that's... I love food. I love trying different types of food. Columbus food scene, by the way.
It's good. Really good.
And there's a lot of places I still have to try. But yeah, in my mind, when I go to work out, I'm working out so I can eat more and a little bit unhealthier at times. I'm not eating just to get through the day. I like food too much.
Mm-hmm. I'm with you, Jake, and a lot of us here that work at the Fan are with you. If you've seen us,
that's probably why you could have like a real career, and my career was over like my sophomore year of high school, man. So
and do you see him like in the jeans? I don't know, Tyvus. Can you stand up so the people watching on YouTube Live can see they're painted on? Look at them.
I literally got wrinkles in the jeans.
You're not going to be able to get out of those. Your wife is going to have to yank them off of you.
First
from
of all,
below.
Let me. I want everybody. These are straight legs. You know, there's a difference between skinny jeans and straight legs. These are straight legs. I just want to put that out there.
Jake, if you had no calories are not an issue, what are you going to binge on? If you can have whatever meal you want to have tonight, where are you going to go? What are you going to eat? What type of food? You pizza guy or what?
Sushi.
Sushi all day long.
My favorite food. I could eat that every day.
Spot in town?
Love it. All of them.
All of them. Yeah. All of them.
There's a lot of good ones.
That Akai Hana. Fantastic.
Good.
You been to that one?
Been there.
Up there in UA.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. That's fantastic.
Keep naming them. I've probably been there.
Been to more than me, then.
There's a great spot on campus right on High Street that's been good, like corner of Lane and High. So I love sushi. It's my favorite food. But I don't discriminate. Like, I like all types of food.
All right. So we had asked the listeners for some questions. I'm looking for some of the non-hoops ones here. Ray hit us on the Buckeye Show voicemail and text line 614-460-2896. He said, what would your profession have been if you couldn't coach basketball?
Interesting. So I originally committed to West Point my junior year of high school, and I was medically disqualified. Got a letter in the mail my senior year. So maybe military, but my intention was to own my own business someday, but I was going to go to West Point. So I would say something in business.
Wow.
Probably or military. Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
Any specific line in business?
No.
See where it went?
I don't think. Yeah, I think so. Can I ask a question? Can we get?
Absolutely.
We need help. So my wife's pregnant and all my kids have J names. My wife's name is Jordan. I need suggestions because we're running out of options. So just if people can participate that while we're hanging out here.
I'll take them for the rest of the show. Thanks. And we can hit you back. What
Keep going.
Looking for do we know boy or girl?
So this is a surprise.
I love it.
Yeah. Well, that wasn't my preference. I like if there's information to be had, I'd rather have it. But this is a surprise.
Wait, do you have boys and girls already?
So I have two girls and a boy.
Okay. Yep. So you had the two girls first and then the boy?
Yeah, God knew. We knew exactly what I needed.
I'm in a similar situation. I have two daughters, and my wife wants to try for a third for a boy. So you're giving me hope.
Yeah. Yeah.
But you know you're getting a third girl.
I'm definitely going to get a third.
That's okay. Try again.
It's still great.
Just keep going.
Three strikes, you out. That's it. Three strikes, are we done. What is your favorite TV series of all time? Is there anything worth... I'm trying to watch a new TV show. Is there anything that you say, you know what? That was fantastic. I should binge watch it. I know. Yeah.
He's doing The Sopranos right now. Tyvus is doing The Sopranos right now. That's an oldie and a goodie.
It might be Entourage.
Oh, yeah. Really? I've never done that one.
I've never done that one either.
And people say that I'm insane for missing that one.
It might be Entourage because I was in college and the episodes were short.
Yep.
So that you could like, I mean, I think I probably saw it like three times the whole series.
Yeah, those 30-minute HBO episodes, right? Crushable.
It's really good. During COVID, I was able to watch more TV. We got into Game of Thrones and some other stuff.
See, I can't.
Peaky Blinders.
And, okay, you know, yeah. That's Game with Cillian Murphy, right? Blinders.
I can't.
You can't do Game of Thrones. Look, I am not for the fantasy Lord of the Rings stuff either. Yeah. And I was so hesitant to do Game of Thrones.
You watched
it? It's so out there. It's so wild.
They say it's like
it's chaotic.
Some people say it's arguably the best.
I don't know if I'd say it's the best of it, but it's the wildest I've ever seen.
I can't.
What about you guys?
Breaking Bad and Better Call Saul, the two.
Yeah,
the two kind of linked together.
It was The Wire when I was a kid. I got to go back and rewatch it, though, because now that I'm older, I comprehend it more. But I want to say it's after I finish The Sopranos, I'll tell you that, because a lot of people say that that's arguably one of the best as well.
All right, Jake, tell me, being a Northern Ohio guy...
Northwest Ohio
guy. We got to specify.
Nothing against Northeast Ohio.
Hey, yeah. Hey.
Nothing against
it. Hold on.
Nothing against it.
It's like the whole thing. Yeah.
Oh, yeah. I see it over there.
He threw out the first pitch.
Listen,
at the
I've been spending a lot of time in Cleveland, so.
I appreciate that. Yeah. We appreciate that.
We talked about the first pitch. We know we got the. I can play people the clip from you
we
telling us about
that
first pitch. We don't have to relive that.
That was like my. It had been 20 years almost since I probably bet. More 25 years since I've been on a mic. Honestly, the ball left my hand. I was like, oh, that's good, because my whole mindset was like, just don't end up on not top 10.
Yeah,
like, just. So I release it, and I was way too casual. I should have thrown it harder, but I it left my hand. I was like, oh, that's good. It's like right on line.
Skipped it.
Man, that thing was short. It wasn't even close.
No.
The mound threw me off. I'm telling you, I should have practiced. I should have walked across the street from the shot, got onto the baseball field, and just practiced once or twice. I didn't do that.
It's a big moment.
Listen, it was awesome. There were a ton of Buckeye fans. There was a big event. It was awesome being out there, like warm reception, all that. But I'm serious. I left my hand. I was like, oh, yeah, I did my part.
When I threw mine was high. It was high.
So someone told me just aim high. Like, and in my mind, I'm like, well, shoot, I don't want to airmail it to where.
They told me it's better to airmail it than skip it off the ground.
Well, okay. Look. I mean, you would conveniently say that based
that's
on. So that's fine.
That's what they told me, I swear.
All right. Hey, this was great fun. Fish is gonna yank me off here for time. I'll save my last question for the next time that we catch up, because I know we're going to do it. You're going to have a very, very busy summer. I think Buckeye Nation is behind you since the news of the hire and what you've done with the team so far to this point. We've talked about how there's really no off days now with the way that, you know, college sports are, college hoops are. Jake Diebler, the head basketball coach of the Ohio State University Buckeyes.
Thanks, guys.
Thanks a lot, man.
Yeah, appreciate it. Thank you. I hope to come back in here. This is way better than calling in.
Absolutely. Let's clap him out.
You're welcome anytime.
Let's clap him out right there. Yes. So coming up, I'm already calling him our guy, but he's the number one recruit we got right now. And we'll tell you how he literally won the day yesterday. It's the Buckeye Show on The Fan.
News, opinions, and insight all before breakfast. Rise and shine with Morning Juice.
Weekdays starting at 6.
The Fan, Ohio sports destinations.
Jimmy walks up to the line. His credit card debt is calling a blitz. He signals to Upstart.com for an audible. Final play. Bike. Jimmy drops back. In a flash, he cuts over to a streaking Upstart.com with a no-cost rate check on a personal loan. He's wide open. An easy toss for Jimmy by finding a great rate in minutes. He applies. He's approved. And touchdown.
Tackle your credit card debt with a personal loan. Check your rate at Upstart.com today. That's Upstart.com. Loans are made by Upstart Lending Partners. Loan terms will be determined based on credit, income, and other information provided in your application. Not all applicants will be approved.
And now we're on our way with COTA, a proud sponsor of Ohio State Athletics. Whether it's game day or every day, COTA moves Buckeyes fans down the line toward victory. Download the Transit app today for an easy way to plan and pay for your next trip. Visit coda.com/transit app to learn more.
The Buckeye Show is sponsored by CareSource. Proud to be your home for Ohio State Athletics. The Fan, Ohio sports destination.
The show where we pay people extra to host with Timmy Hall.
This is the Buckeye Show.
Timmy and Tyvis, all you fine Buckeye fans on a lovely Wednesday. That was cool, and I'm just glad that we got another guy that does not agree with you, and he will eat for fun.
Should have asked him about the 5 for 5.
Because he is a foodie. Yeah, we didn't get his take on if he could take down all 5 Arby's roast beef sandwiches. But before we go on, I'm going to tell you about my friends at Tri-State Men's Health. Yes. Yes, indeed. When you are dealing with an uncomfortable issue like erectile dysfunction, you want to get that looked at. You want to turn that into erectile function as soon as possible. You want the right treatment for your specific medical situation, because all these cases are different. Finding the right treatment can mean the difference between just an okay experience and an amazing one. That's what Tri-State Men's Health does. So check them out, tristatemenshealth.com. And you can take a look at the website, see what some of those treatments are. They've got treatments that work over 90% of the time, Tyvis. They can have you lasting an hour or more. Dear God.
Yes.
Hurt me, Rhonda. Like, think about that. It's a terrible condition. It can cause stress in relationships. It can cause anxiety, all the undo things that you don't need in your relationship. So get it checked out. They've got 6 wonderful locations, 2 in the lovely central Ohio area, the one in Hilliard off of Cemetery Road that I check out for the low T treatment, tristatemenshealth.com. Tell them Timmy Hall sent you. So, you know, that was so great having Jake Diebler in studio. I find it amazing when head coaches, Ryan Day did it earlier this year. If you guys can remember, he spent a portion on Morning Juice and a portion on Bishop and Friends. And, you know, Bobby Carpenter has been working the relationships over there at the facility that everybody's seen. Later on in the show, we'll get a clip from Lathan Ransom, who was on their program again this morning.
Mm-hmm.
And Lathan's a highly entertaining dude, too.
Yeah, he
Love
is.
Hearing him
oh, yeah.
come on the shows.
I told you, he has a future. He wants to do sports media when it's all said and done. And when I did that tradition last year with him on the safeties, we had a good time just talking.
How did you know that this was for you? I mean, your vibrant personality. I mean, I always told people about you. And when I first heard you doing those podcasts with the 11 Warriors guys,
yeah, with Jason,
I instantly knew. And that's not to say like, oh, I can scope the talent, right? But I just put it this way. I can tell that he's smiling.
Yeah.
Like when he's just talking, I can tell that he's got a smile on his face, and something about that warms my heart and it brings me in. I want to listen to it.
Well, for me, I just enjoy the game, you know, and this was a way to be around the game. And I thought maybe when I get on the radio and I'll try it. And thankfully I was with you on this radio station when I started, you know, and we just had conversation, and our conversations on air, just people really loved it. And then I realized that this was for me when people would tell me like, hey, I enjoy listening to you on the radio, or that breakdown that you did, I really enjoyed it. I understand what was going on now. So I felt like, oh, I can be pretty good at this, and I do a great job of telling stories and breaking things down, and people just kind of relate to it.
Don't you? I almost hate to say this, but I didn't really know if I was doing anything in this town until a certain number of people would actually approach you out in public, you know?
That's what you think?
That, and maybe that's wrong to think it that way, because I'm sure there's so many people out there that might, it's, you know, it's not that you have to, I'm not talking about being recognized, but I'm just talking about, are people, you know, catching on to what you're doing, and are people enjoying it, right?
Yeah.
And it's almost like when you get a compliment paid your way, it can do something for you internally to keep working harder at it.
It definitely does. Absolutely.
And, you know, it maybe gets you to go back and listen to another, like we do that now. We do air checks, part of what, you know, Fish has helped us do a little bit more since he took over as PD, but it helps you when it did something for me.
Yeah.
And maybe that makes me conceited. I don't know. I'm not coming from that place, but that's why I always tell everybody, if you ever catch me out, I have no problem talking to you. None at all. I really do love it, and I really do appreciate
it. The compliments go a long way for sure. I mean, the first one I got was for high school football, when I was doing high school football, and people was like, man, I really enjoy the way you talk about it and break it down. I was like, man, because at that, before then, I've never done it before. Like, it was the first time I ever did high school or just called a game.
Sure.
Period.
I mean, look, you're in your town where you play. That's likely going to be the first thing you ever do, yeah, right? Can you do this high school football broadcast for us on Friday night?
Yeah. So to hear people compliment me, it was like, okay, I'm doing something right.
Yeah, that's nice. It's good how it happened that way. And look at where we are.
Yeah.
Buckeye show for life.
There we
are. Right? Not me, yes, you, no.
Oh, I'll still be here.
Big Ten Network, campus seats, all that good stuff.
That was a good day.
Tavian St. Clair, my man. Tavian St. Clair. Could this guy wind up being, I don't want to make like big time statements or hyperbole, but could this be one of the biggest recruits for Ohio State in a 2 or 3 decade span? With how good he is, the fact he's a quarterback, the fact that he's Central Ohio, he's out at the Elite 11. This is how he won the day yesterday. He's out at the Elite 11, the top quarterback camp, recruiting camp, scouting camp, whatever, in the country, and he's at the top of the leaderboard after day one. You know, he's got a couple days to go to, you know, go through all this stuff, but every clip I see, mechanically, his footwork, his release, his quick trigger,
I think
size, he just looks great.
I think that is... Everybody's so bad wants him to come here and succeed, because this will be the first time since Cardale/Braxton that you got a quarterback from Ohio, you know, that understands the history behind Ohio State. And a lot of people always go to the game and they say, well, a lot of those guys aren't from Ohio, so they don't get it. And they don't fully understand. But having him be from Ohio, playing quarterback, the most important position in that game, he will get it. He will understand how important that game is. And I think that's why people desperately want him to succeed.
I mean, Braxton's going into the hall, right? I think he jumped the gun on announcing his own Hall of Fame induction, which is totally fine.
I'm waiting on them to contact me about my, you know, when I go.
Is there a criteria?
I have no idea.
You don't know how it works?
Nope.
You didn't bother to look it up or?
For what? They're not calling me.
Defensive MVP in the national championship game. If you don't get in, look, I'm not putting you into the College Football Hall of Fame.
You should be in this one.
Come on. Some big time plays. The play against Michigan. The play against Alabama, teammates trying to tackle you, bring you down because you're so excited. It should happen. It absolutely should happen. But Tavian St. Clair, it's just going to be more talk about him, more talk, and it'll be seeing where he goes. Some Buckeye fans tend to get a little bit worried about something this time of year, but Tyvus, you'll remind everybody, you don't have to be. That's next. You got the Buckeye Show on The Fan.
We're known for three things: games, conversation, and common man yelling about things only he cares about. The Fan, Ohio's sports destination.
Since 1897, the Byers Auto family of dealerships has been serving Central Ohio's transportation needs. When we first opened our doors, our vehicles were fueled by oats and hay, required saddles, not seatbelts, and had shoes instead of tires. Over 120 years later, Byers Auto is still family-owned and operated. Our goal is to provide the best selection, price, and service in Central Ohio. And it's all on one website, buyersauto.com.
Come see why it's better to buy from Byers.
Byers Auto is a proud sponsor of Ohio State Athletics.
Marathon has some great news about the number 5, so I'm going to say it 5 times in 5 different ways.
Join Marathon Rewards and earn up to $5 in rewards on your first visit.
Join and earn 5 cents in rewards for every gallon you buy.
Join in as little as 5 seconds.
Join to make 5 friends jealous.
Join and get high
fives. It's easy to sign up at the station or go to marathonrewards.com. By joining with your phone number, you are agreeing to receive recurring automated informational marketing SMS/MMS messages from Marathon. Consent not required for purchase. Messaging and data rates may apply.
Hi, I'm Gene Smith, Senior Vice President and Director of Athletics. Ohio State Athletics and Cardinal Health know how important diversity, equity, and inclusion are to the success of our community, employees, and student athletes. We believe an equitable culture creates a community that attracts and retains the very best. Visit OhioStateBuckeyes.com/Buckeye-inclusion to learn more and join us as we educate and celebrate the value of diversity and inclusion.
Go behind the scenes of one of the most recognizable landmarks in all of college athletics with a tour of Ohio Stadium. A seasoned Redcoat will be your guide as you make your way through walls of the stadium, into the press box, and onto the field. Upgrade to the VIP package and get special access to the band center and the Ohio State home locker room. From corporate outings and school groups to single-person tours and small families, Ohio Stadium Tours offers a variety of options and pricing that will meet your needs. For more information, visit OhioStateBuckeyes.com and book your tour of Ohio Stadium today.
Do you subscribe to The Fan's YouTube channel? Well, why not? Catch our best interviews, stupid man and bone videos, and live video of our shows as they happen.
You can participate in your neighborhood watch.
Search 971 The Fan and subscribe today. The home of Big Ten championships and future first rounders. You're listening to The Buckeye Show.
Timmy and Tyvus. On a lovely Wednesday night, I want to thank everybody for jumping in the chat and sending questions. We tried to fit as much as we could. The two segments with Deebs flies by, right? Yeah. It absolutely flies by. But he's very generous with his time, and that was very cool of him to do that because he lives a little bit farther up north. I think the Holt man lived right here in UA, but you know, close to work.
He lives by me.
He lives up by you.
He said he lives in Powell.
Somewhere up there. Yeah. Mm-hmm. But when, you know, you're leaving the facility, our studio is not that far away from campus.
Right.
So if you can come from the office, hit us. But again, like that's, I don't know how often we can do something like that, but it's certainly an open invitation.
Oh, absolutely.
Deebs, you're still listening on the way out getting the sushi. Open invitation. Don't want to put the stress on you, but anytime you need to do it or want to do it, absolutely.
And shout out to Titus in the chat who told me his
what'd he say?
He said don't fall for it. He said his third attempt at trying to have a boy ended up with twin girls.
Oh my, yeah.
So he's got four girls. That'll be my luck.
My goodness. But what was something he told us in the break in between that we could share? We were talking about style. And I think you guys have seen that style of play.
Yeah.
Back to basketball.
Yeah.
You guys have seen that change right away when he took over pacing, and you've got Michi and you've got Bruce Thornton. Mm-hmm. And if you didn't already know, he's super excited to have both of those guys back on this team. And he's had some comments already this offseason about Bruce and what a team guy he is. And to have a guy like that just stay for a third year, to have a guy from Ohio like Michi to want to come back to Ohio State is going to be amazing. And we were talking about getting conditioned, right? And having to go harder in practices to do that. And we asked him, you know, about his experience growing up as a player and having that happen for the first time.
Yeah.
You know, what did I ask? I said, so was that in, you know, I didn't know who his middle school coach was. So was that your first, you know, practice in high school when dad was coaching you again? He said, well, Aaron Kraft's dad
was my middle school coach.
Yeah. So it was all the way through. Like it was energy and intensity that was always coached.
That's all he knows. Oh. That's all he knows.
And his high school team, they averaged 90 a game.
That's ridiculous.
And John was outscoring him as a younger guy, right? And that was happening because John's one of the most prolific high school scorer.
I couldn't imagine. In high school, you lucky to get like 60 points. 90 points a game? Man, he'd have blew Bedford right out.
So Tyvus, another recruiting thing on the football side. Chris Henry Jr., he was on campus this week and he was camping over there with Ohio State and a lot of the media that covers Buckeye football in this town. They were throwing some videos of him up on Twitter and X and just seeing him run routes and just how lanky he is and long and how he glides. Man, he can He can move and he can cover a lot of space on the football field. And apparently he's going to be moving and covering a whole lot of space on the map. And you say not to worry. I mean, if Chris Henry Jr. at least says right now that he's locked in as a Buckeye and he's going to take visits because you're allowed to take visits.
Yeah, you should.
And he wants to go and experience Oregon and LSU. But I can understand you still being a little bit hesitant and a little bit nervous because you can never say never, right, in this world of recruiting.
I mean, I think of the situation like, yeah, first of all, growing up, everybody wants to see LSU and everybody wants to see Oregon. I mean, you see them on TV, especially Oregon. You see all the different outfits. You know, they are right by Nike. You know, you want to see all that and experience their locker room and see all of those things. But the opportunity of being a wide receiver at The Ohio State is so great right now. You don't need to go anywhere. You know that right here you'll get developed into a first round pick and you'll have a successful career in the NFL. Don't get me wrong, LSU is doing a really good job of doing that as well. But the one thing that you know for sure is that you're going to be paired with a really good quarterback here at Ohio State because Ryan Day does a great job at developing quarterbacks. And you see Tavian St. Clair doing what he's doing.
I want to play with that guy.
Exactly. Why would you give up that opportunity to play with a guy?
And I'm 6'7".
Yeah.
Who's going to beat me out when I'm it is just, up and thriving?
And to say that, to come in and have a great career. Like, you see the impact that Marvin had. You see Chris Olave breaking the record. You see Emeka having a chance this season to break a record. Like, these records are starting to roll. And if you have an opportunity to come to Ohio State and say, I was the best. Like, that's the thing now. I think all receivers that come in here think to themselves, I have to try to leave out of here and say I was the best wide receiver that ever played at Ohio State. And and it's right there for the taking. Like, the way Hartline is developing these guys and the style of offense that they're running, they're giving them that opportunity. So I think Chris Henry knows that, and I feel like that's why he feels like he's locked in.
I mean, he is the top-ranked recruit in his class.
Yeah.
Top-ranked. You got Tavian St. Clair, top ranked.
Yeah.
Chris Henry Jr., top ranked.
That's
pretty cool. Did you realize he transferred to Modern Day, the powerhouse out in SoCal?
Yeah, he went to Cal.
Yeah.
Wasn't he in Cincy? He was in Cincy, right?
Yeah.
Cincinnati guy.
Well, I mean, dad, Chris Henry, tragically passed.
Yeah,
Cincinnati Bengal and Adam Pac-Man Jones had a big part in his life.
He adopted him.
And What a cool story. I mean, it's always neat to see sons of famous football players.
Mm-hmm.
It's not even about just matching them up against their dads. It's just you've got that name recognition.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's just something as a football fan gives you that familiarity. Like, oh, that's cool. You know, having Chris Henry Jr., Marvin Harrison Jr., right?
Yeah, right.
Those guys here, and they want to be Buckeyes. They want to be a part of this. But he had said, at the time of his commitment, or he said on his Ohio State commitment, I think he was talking to 11 Warriors here, I'm always locked in. I'm just enjoying the process of being a recruit because this is only happening one time. So, you know, I'm still going to just enjoy it. The other schools, I tell them, like, yeah, it's going to be really hard to try and get me to flip because it's Ohio State. This is where I want to be. So the LSUs and the Oregons will take that opportunity.
Oh, yeah.
If he wants to visit.
I mean, everybody.
Hope he sticks with that exact mindset the whole entire way.
He's a great talent. Everybody would want him on their team.
All right. Looking at the best players in the NFL broken down by college. We're going to do that. Part of it's not surprising, and one part, as it concerns the Buckeyes, is really surprising. We'll do that as we check the college football pulse next. It's the Buckeye Show on The Fan.
Matty Ice has a large tattoo on his calf of LeBron eating a lion. I have nothing else to say. Rothman and Ice.
Weekdays from noon to 3.
The Fan.
Eat.
And now we're on our way with COTA, a proud sponsor of Ohio State Athletics. Whether it's game day or every day, COTA moves Buckeyes fans down the line toward victory. Download the Transit app today for an easy way to plan and pay for your next trip. Visit coda.com/transit app to learn more.
It's no fun to get blindsided. That's why you need to know what's coming in Ohio Medicaid.
Championship quarterback Cardale Jones.
Recent changes in Ohio Medicaid could impact you. If your information isn't up to date, you can lose your health insurance. Call the Ohio Department of Medicaid so you don't have to scramble to stay insured.
Call 800-324-8680. A public health message from CareSource.
That's what I call forward progress.
It's game day at Raising Cane's. If you want to order like a Buckeye, it's the action off the field you need to focus on. The only play you're running is chicken. So what combo are you picking? Make it a perfect season. We've got tailgates of hand-battered, cooked-to-order chicken fingers and cane sauce. And jugs of freshly made tea and lemonade. All available to order online or on our app. This season is about to be unbeatable. Raising Cane's Chicken Fingers. One love. Proud sponsor of Ohio State Athletics.
Jimmy walks up to the line. His credit card debt is calling a blitz. He signals to Upstart.com for an audible. Final play. Bike. Jimmy drops back. In a flash, he cuts over to a streaking Upstart.com with a no-cost rate check on a personal loan. He's wide open. An easy toss for Jimmy by finding a great rate in minutes. He applies. He's approved. And touchdown.
Tackle your credit card debt with a personal loan. Check your rate at Upstart.com today. That's Upstart.com. Loans are made by Upstart Lending Partners. Loan terms will be determined based on credit, income, and other information provided in your application. Not all applicants will be approved.
Broadcasting from the Lindsay Honda Studios.
Honda makes the cars. Lindsay makes the difference. Visit LindsayHonda.com.
WBNSFM, HD1 Columbus. The Fan. The Fan.
Good evening, I'm Cam Taylor. The Edmonton Oilers extended the Stanley Cup Finals to a 6-game last night after they beat the Florida Panthers 5-3 in Game 5. Game 6 will be on Friday in Edmonton at 8 p.m. It was announced today that second-year OSU basketball guard Tayson Chapman suffered a torn ACL during an off-season workout and will miss the entirety of the 2024-2025 season. He was a top 50 recruit in the 2023 class and looked to be in for an increased role this upcoming year. The Cleveland Guardians are facing the Seattle Mariners tonight. They lost yesterday's game 8-5, and the Cincinnati Reds lost earlier today against the Pittsburgh Pirates 1-0. The Reds have lost 6 of their last 9 games. Their next game is on Friday against the Boston Red Sox at 7:10. Breaking sports news when it happens. Ohio Sports Destination, 97.1 The Fan.
Football Pulse on the Buckeye Show.
Sponsored by Carpenter Heating, Cooling, Plumbing, and Electric. Need heating, cooling, plumbing, or electric? Call a Carpenter.
Hour 2 of the Buckeye Show. I guess I felt this was a tracksuit Wednesday today.
Yeah, you're insane.
I wanted to make sure I was Ohio stated. When Deebs came into the studio, you've got a great Ohio State tee on.
This was for...
That's great.
I wore this for Campus East today.
Oh, that's perfect. That's perfect.
That's why
you wore your super tight jeans. You wanted to show off that firm buttocks to the camera.
Well, I was sitting down.
Mm-hmm.
So...
Oh, I'm sure there was a clip where you had to get up. And what's that back there? Oh, that's just me.
I don't think that they would allow me to wear shorts on TV.
But painted on jeans?
They're not painted on. They straight legs.
They're painted on.
They straight. They stretchy material.
I'm all for it. I say more spandex. What percentage of spandex? Do you got at a 10, 12%? We into double digits? I think you are.
Still.
Look at those things.
You all like my jeans?
I actually do like them. I do. I think I like them.
Paige jeans.
I think there's something up.
I love me some Paige jeans.
Mm-hmm. There's something up. That's for sure. Really good material. So our man Cam, he's our man tonight. Shout out Nate too. He's in there continuing his Buckeye Show training and running some things right now. Jen Winters also was in here tonight helping us out with some social media and some other promotion things. So a whole team of people helping us out. Fish was out there chatting with Jake as he was leaving. Cam, take us through some college football things. What's pulsing tonight?
All right, Timmy. Pete Prisco put out a rankings for top NFL players going into 2024. Patrick Mahomes, Myles Garrett, Trent Williams, Tyreek Hill, and TJ Watt are the top 5. But then you can look at the list by college football. Like the SEC accounted for 30% of the list. Bama, LSU, and Oklahoma accounted for 20%. And how about Iowa landing 5 dudes on the list compared to Ohio State's 3?
5-3 Iowa, huh? Mm.
Yes, the Bucks were led by Nick Bosa at 10, CJ Stroud at 38, and Garrett Wilson at 72. But that means Cam Hayward, Denzel Ward, Terry McLaurin all didn't make the list.
No scary Terry. The other Bosa didn't make it because Joey's been hurt the past 2 years, right? And they're they're getting some trade rumors, I think, about Joey.
He said he wanted to play with his brother at some point.
I'm sure they would both like that, right?
I mean, yeah, they would.
Is he good enough to be on the Niners' defensive line right now?
Who's opposite? Eric Armstead?
I think so, if he's still there. I'm not entirely sure what their offseason looked like.
Eric Armstead is good enough to play both D-tackle and...
Good player.
And so, it could work. So Eric was there when I was there.
So is this sort of a letdown that more of the Buckeyes didn't make this list, especially seeing as Iowa had more players?
It feels wrong. It does feel wrong. And again, it's you don't want to, maybe you can take this one, Tyvus. You don't want to make too big of a deal out of this because they are pumping guys into the league left and right. And I think CJ Stroud is the most important to have a quarterback finally, not just be drafted high in the first round, but do something and have the look of a guy that will be a 10-year quarterback. Just something close to Joe Burrow-like.
I just think that, to be honest with you, when I look at this, it don't bother me that much because I feel like it was just a down year maybe for Ohio State athletes. You know, they're dealing with injuries. I mean, you got to think just a couple of years ago, they were at the top, especially when it came to DBs. You know, you had Denzel, you had Marshawn.
Where's Marshawn Lattimore?
He's been hurt. Everybody's been kind of hurt in the past couple of years.
Pete Werner or some of these other guys.
So that's kind of what.
Taylor Decker. Thank you, Cam. Like, Taylor Decker's really good.
I feel like that's what's kind of hurting it. Like, you think Zeke when he was at his peak.
Right.
Joey, Mike Thomas.
Mike Thomas.
We've had moments where all our guys were like top tier, but all of those names that I just mentioned have been hurt, and that's just kind of what it's been. It's been the injury bug, and these guys got to get healthy and play a full year. If they play a full year healthy, I mean, these guys will be right back at the top of all of these lists.
Justin Fields not being included, like we mentioned, hurts it. Chase Young not panning out, hurts it. Chris Olave, he's still early in his career, and I think he's a really, really good player, but it does look like Garrett Wilson's got the drop on him.
Do you guys think Marvin, after great rookie season, could be on this list going into next year?
Don't you? I think he can do it after 1 year.
Yeah, I think that would be something to look at going to see how he does in Arizona.
I think Paris Johnson Jr. is a guy that after just a little bit more time would catapult up this list.
I mean, I just think we got a bunch of guys. Like, you got to think, we got Jonathan Cooper, Baron Browning in Denver. Those two guys are pass rushers. If they have some more success, they'll be up there. Pete Warner, another guy that you mentioned, maybe we don't talk about him enough, but he's as good as any other linebacker in the NFL. Like, there's guys that's doing their thing that's flying under the radar, and they are key pieces to their organizations that they play for.
Who's our other defensive lineman that just signed a pretty big contract? And out in Seattle now?
Oh, Draymond Jones.
Draymond.
Yeah.
Yeah, guys
great
like
defensive
that.
Tackle,
guys
yeah.
like that, you know? Jonah Jackson, even, as an offensive lineman.
Jerome Baker just went to Seattle. Did you know that?
I did. Yeah. I did realize. And Jerome Baker, year two, year three, I think the Dolphins saw what an athlete he was and what a playmaker he could be, but dealing with injuries.
Raekwon McMillan.
Did you mention your buddy Von Bell?
Von Bell was in a terrible situation in Carolina. Now that he's back with Cincinnati. See, the thing about Von is, and he was upset because he felt like Ohio State kind of didn't talk about him. They didn't post about him. And I had to explain to him, Von, you play for one of the worst franchises in the NFL. Nobody paid attention to Carolina. But now that he's back with Cincinnati, you know, with a more successful organization, and they should be better this year, he will get his name recognized more often for stuff that he does.
Yeah, and I wouldn't say, I might not be thinking of Von for a top 100 in the league, and that's not, and nothing against Von Bell, but I do think he's a guy that he carries weight. He carries weight, and he should feel warm and welcome anytime he walks back into the Woody when he comes back in town because Ohio State cares about him, and, you know, he's getting a check in the National Football League, and he has for many, many years, and a couple other DBs. I don't know if you mentioned Malik in this segment or Garyon Conley, who are both first-round picks that had some issues, too, catching on at first and injury-related both of them.
You know a guy who I hope this figures it out this year?
Who?
I really pray that this guy.
And it's like the last year, you think? I know.
Who
I know.
Who is
J.K. Dobbins.
No, this is a DB. Jeff Okuda.
Jeff Okuda.
I really hope that kid figures it out this year.
Well, that draft,
isn't
right?
He with the Texans now?
You had Chase at 2 and Okuda 3 in the same draft, did you not?
Yeah, Joey went first, Chase went second, Okuda went third, yeah.
But Chase and Chase Young and Jeff Okuda were in the same draft.
Yeah, they was 2 and 3.
2 and 3.
And he, it just, yeah, it just.
Yeah, he's with the Texans.
Yeah, I hope he figures it out because he was too talented not to. I don't know what it is, what his deal is, but he got a this. He's really walking a thin line right now.
Tell me if you can guess, because I was not going to scan the whole rest of the 100 because the article only popped a few of the full list out. But for Iowa, we mentioned they had 5 in the NFL's top 100 per Pete Prisco. Mm-hmm. This isn't the big NFL network thing that they do where the players pick them, right?
Yeah.
So it's Tristan Wirfs. I get that one, number 24. Bucks offensive lineman. George Kittle, get that one, 37 for the Niners. Sam LaPorta, another tight end, 58. I don't know who the other two would be, though. It'd be below number 58, so between 59 and 100.
It ain't Noah Fant.
No, God, no. So you have to chew on that.
Oh, Micah Hyde.
Huh?
Micah Hyde.
Hyde?
Yeah.
Micah Hyde, okay.
The safety.
Yeah.
That's a good one. Can't figure out who the other one would be.
Yeah. I don't know. You think Micah Hyde is up in the top 100?
He's a crazy. He's a good safety.
I don't know.
They don't have it on there?
No, they don't have it on here. They just pulled a few from the schools. They didn't put the whole list on this article here. So I'm not, and I can't search it by school when you go on Pete Prisco's column. I'm not going to sift through 100 names right now. Cam, what do we got next here, buddy?
Alrighty, next, there's a great piece from John Talty on the new Boston College head coach, Bill O'Brien, who was briefly here for about 2 weeks, but former Buckeye offensive coordinator. He hits on a lot of things, but the theme is that Bill O'Brien didn't mind taking the job because of how hard everyone keeps saying it is. He was looking for the challenge. Do you guys think Bill O'Brien has what it takes to do something really special at Boston College?
I am thinking no.
I figured out the two.
Well, lay them on me.
Geno Stone and TJ Hockenson.
Hockenson. Okay. You think Hockenson is top 100 right now?
I have the list in front of me. I see.
No,
I saw
Hockenson's not on it.
No.
Is he?
I thought I saw him.
Yes, he is. 67. He's 67. Yep. Okay. You said Stone?
Geno Stone?
Let's see. My search thing's not showing me a Stone. I don't know. You got the fourth one for sure. But anyway, Bill O'Brien, Boston College. Do you have any expectations? He's talking about how the harder the job.
Got it.
What?
Got it.
Jeez. I'm done. I'm done with the Iowa guys.
Tyler Lindenbaum.
Lindenbaum?
Center.
Okay.
For the Baltimore Ravens. Go ahead.
No, you go ahead.
So
Lindenbaum was 100 on the dot.
Yeah, Bill, I told you. Bill O'Brien.
Stupid list.
Bill O'Brien.
It was killing me.
I hate this list. That list was
stupid. We're done talking about it. So quit asking. All right.
Oh, I'm not gonna. So quit asking. Bill O'Brien. Is he gonna do well at Boston College? What
is he gonna surprise you? Is he gonna do something special at Boston College, or is it gonna be like a Randy Edsall UConn first stint thing?
I feel like it's gonna take a couple of years. He's got to get the right recruits in there. I mean, I don't ever judge somebody off of the first couple of years. You got to get your recruits in there, and it's gonna take him at least 2, maybe 3 years because you got to develop your guys. You're going in there, and you might be changing the style of offense that they run, and you might not have the pieces for it right then and there. It's like Coach Fickell with Wisconsin. He switched their whole thing. They went from a traditionally run team to an air raid team, and I just don't think he got the right pieces on his roster. Same thing I feel with Bill O'Brien.
Yeah, but BC is going to be harder than Fickell in Wisconsin. Wisconsin's got a pedigree.
Yeah.
Wisconsin's got a championship way of doing things. BC doesn't. I mean, there are not a lot of people walking around at their Cam. Does Doug Flutie mean anything to you? Flutie to Phelan mean anything to you?
Little number 22 running around?
Yeah?
Yeah.
You got that clip, taking it with Bernie Kosar, not knowing what planet he's on when they lose that game? Yeah. It's one of the great plays.
You got to bring Bernie into this.
He was on the field there on the sideline. They were all congratulating each other on winning the game. I had a VH. It's funny I speak about that play because vivid memories from my childhood come back. I had a VHS tape called Last Second Miracles. It was a Sports Illustrated production.
Mm-hmm.
And I can still, I can imagine it. I can picture the sleeve that the VHS was in. How the cardboard starts to get worn out on the edges, right? Because you watch it so many times. And Chris Collinsworth, he must live in a cryo chamber. He was the guy that was doing the video. Chris Collinsworth, who's still doing football today, commentary.
Really?
The ex-Bengals wide receiver. It's like he doesn't age. It's like from age 35 to 75, he'll look the same. And then when he turns 76, he'll look like he's 1,000 years old. He'll be one of those guys.
Maybe he gets Botox.
Maybe so. But, but they had a good little clip of that Boston College Miami Hail Mary in the Last Second Miracle. So I knew all about it. And that was right in the middle of that tape. It was like a 33-minute deal. It was that and Michael Jordan's Playground were my two tapes. Those are my two tapes.
Never seen sports tapes. Never seen Michael.
You've never seen Michael Jordan's Playground?
No.
It's all the whole show's on YouTube. You need to watch it. That is maybe the most nostalgic thing I can dream up. Michael Jordan's Playground.
I got to go check it out.
It is fantastic. Just the shorts that he's wearing on the blacktop when they're doing the little cut-ins to all the highlights. Oh man. Come fly with me, Michael Jordan. But good luck, Bill O'Brien. Good luck. I don't know if it's going to be able to go the way that you're envisioning it there. It's a tough gig, tough job. That's why you wanted it, though. Hey, we've got a Buckeye who apparently could have some of us around here looking over our shoulders at some point. Tell you what I mean next. It's the Buckeye Show on The Fan.
We know everything about you. We know you love the Buckeyes. We know you love the Jackets. We know you're wearing a red shirt. I just freaked the hell out of someone. The Fan.
Get a great deal on select Kubota equipment, the number one rated tractor brand for durability and owner experience in the U.S. The versatile lineup is built to help you make the most of your land. Right now at participating dealers, get a Kubota compact tractor for zero down, 0% APR for 84 months, plus save up to $800 on qualifying implements. Now through October 31st, see us or go to KubotaUSA.com/disclaimers for full disclaimer.
Hello, I'm Gene Smith, Senior Vice President and Wolf Foundation Endowed Athletic Director at The Ohio State University. In partnership with AEP, Donatos, Huntington, Kroger, The Ohio State University Wexner Medical Center, and 10TV, Ohio State Athletics strives to inspire the community to make a positive impact on children and families in the great state of Ohio through our Buckeyes Care Initiative. Show and share your support in the community by using the hashtag Buckeyes Care.
Jimmy walks up to the line. His credit card debt is calling a blitz. He signals to Upstart.com for an audible. Final play. Bike. Jimmy drops back. In a flash, he cuts over to a streaking Upstart.com with a no-cost rate check on a personal loan. He's wide open. An easy toss for Jimmy by finding a great rate in minutes. He applies. He's approved. And touchdown.
Tackle your credit card debt with a personal loan. Check your rate at Upstart.com today. That's Upstart.com. Loans are made by Upstart Lending Partners. Loan terms will be determined based on credit, income, and other information provided in your application. Not all applicants will be approved.
Go behind the scenes of one of the most recognizable landmarks in all of college athletics with a tour of Ohio Stadium. A seasoned redcoat will be your guide as you make your way through walls of the stadium, into the press box, and onto the field. Upgrade to the VIP package and get special access to the band center and the Ohio State home locker room. From corporate outings and school groups to single-person tours and small families, Ohio Stadium Tours offers a variety of options and pricing that will meet your needs. For more information, visit OhioStateBuckeyes.com and book your tour of Ohio Stadium today.
Hi, I'm Gene Smith, Senior Vice President and Director of Athletics. Ohio State Athletics and Cardinal Health know how important diversity, equity, and inclusion are to the success of our community, employees, and student athletes. And we believe an equitable culture creates a community that attracts and retains the very best. Visit OhioStateBuckeyes.com/Buckeye-inclusion to learn more and join us as we educate and celebrate the value of diversity and inclusion.
And now we're on our way with COTA, a proud sponsor of Ohio State Athletics. Whether it's game day or every day, COTA moves Buckeyes fans down the line toward victory.
Download the Transit app today for an easy way to plan and pay for your next trip. Visit coda.com/transit app to learn more.
Join all your hockey friends with a Blue Jackets draft special.
Friday, June 28th at 7 p.m.
What will the Jackets do with a fourth pick? How much money will Jody Shelley lose in Vegas? All the important questions will be answered. The Fan. The show that knows how to throw a big, giant Buckeye party. You're listening to The Buckeye Show.
Timmy and Tyvis on a wonderful Wednesday. I'm having a good time. I hope all you guys are as well. You can hit us on Twitter next, at The Buckeye Show. Comment in the YouTube live chat. All of our shows here on The Fan are there now. So just search up 97.1 The Fan. Click on the live tab. There we are. We're decked out in OSU gear today. Shout out to my friends at Team Handball at Ohio State for the lovely Hummel tracksuit that they sent me and the Common Man about six or 8 months ago.
Must be nice.
You want one too?
They ain't gonna send me one.
I'll put in a call.
They ain't gonna send me one.
I'll put in a word. Guys, Tyvis would wear the track, so he'd look great in it, too.
I'd wear it, but they not gonna send me one. If anybody gave me anything, I would wear it.
They're gonna send you one.
They want to, I'm still waiting on my Man in Bone helmet shirt.
I didn't get one of those either.
I really am. I'm really upset about that. It bothers me.
I've got a beef with you. I think, I bought the sweatshirts like any other customer, right? No special treatment, none of that.
No special treatment.
I swear you had an algorithm that looked me up on the mystery, the what's in the bag, the little thing called You'll See mystery bag. And of all the teams that you could drum up out there, or all the random sweatshirts, I got the Philadelphia Eagles and the Golden State Warriors as the two shirts. Yeah. Warriors, I think I could wear because I like the Cavs, but I don't have the Cavs in my heart
do. You have a basketball team?
I grew up liking the Bullets, and I got in on the Jazz when I was in Utah.
So you like the Jazz?
I like them, but I'm not going to say that if the Jazz win an NBA title, I'm going to feel like Bodie felt when the Celtics won. I'm not going to do that on you.
Yeah.
For me, it's really like the ones that will get me emotionally. From me being a kid, because we joke about all the teams that I follow. It's not going to do much for me if the Wizards win. I lost the connection with them. If the Commanders, even with their stupid name, if they make an NFC championship game, that'll get me.
Jaden Daniels.
Maybe he's that guy. Maybe he's that guy. And the team that's good right now. That's the one. As a kid,
ooh,
they meant so much to me.
Baltimore.
The O's. Yeah. Birdland, baby.
Hey, I tell you what, they look as good as anybody.
They got killed by the Yankees yesterday.
Yeah, but
how are they doing tonight?
If they win the World Series, it would not shock me.
Well, we saw last year how they were the best team in the AL, and they just got instantly swept right out of the postseason. Didn't win a game.
I don't think that'll happen.
It'll take a lot for me to get there. It'll take a lot for me to get there. But they did have high expectations this year. And so far out of the gates, they're a 47-25 club. That's amazing. Your team's great, too. It's cool to see. I love seeing the Reds. I love seeing the guards do well.
The guards.
I love it.
The guards up 3-0 right now. Stephen Kwan just went yard, which is Stephen Kwan, you know, he's a contact hitter. But the fact that he went yard, that's like his fifth home run on the year. So,
yeah. Yep.
And I want to see if he can get to 400. I think Ted Williams is the only one that went 400.
I'm not going that far.
He's at like 390 something now.
It's June, all right? It's June.
Don't do this. If he goes 400, Jay Crawford is shaving his head on the Cleveland show.
He should.
That's what he said.
Shave his whole body on the Cleveland show if that happens, because that ain't going to happen. Comment on Willie Mays. That was very sad news yesterday, and the greatest, I think, after I wrote my tweet and, you know, said, you know, rest in peace to a 603,000 guy and said top three player ever, I think I went back and did my quick research and said, you know what, I got to up that to he is the greatest player of all time.
Really?
You don't think?
I tell you.
Hank Aaron or Babe, I think, are the only two that are fighting for that mantle.
Well, everybody puts Babe.
Right, everybody puts Babe, but I'm saying Willie Mays with the athlete and what he could do in the outfield, in addition to 660 homers
that's crazy.
And 3,200 hits.
Yeah.
That's like, I give it to him. Best player of all time, I think. 93 years old. Rest in peace.
Shohei will beat all of that.
Nah, I don't know. You got to do a lot. He's a gambling man. He's cheating the game. Cheating the game. I told you my caddy out at Pebble Beach, he had the dirt. He had the story. He said, I was blown away to find out that he really knew what was going on. Shohei knows. He's like, yeah, Shohei knows.
His guy took the fall for it, huh?
He knows. Yeah.
No, look at that. And they talking about your team right there. Jaden Daniels impresses teammates and coaches. He could have a CJ Stroud season.
Don't do this to me.
I'm just saying.
All right. So our friends on the other side of the dial, they've been having a nice little connection here lately with Ohio State safety Lathan Ransom. It's really cool. And I heard Fish joking with Tito. Maybe he wasn't joking so much. It was a little bit of a watch your back now. we've got one in the pipeline. you recruit high school football players to get to Ohio State. Some of them might want to do media, maybe a little recruiting pipeline right now for future careers at the fam. Maybe Lathan Ransom is in a line to do that. Of course, he's going to look to play in the NFL, but this was Tito getting a little bit nervous about his future in radio, getting Wally pipped or something like that.
Well, Lathan, you've been great, bud. We appreciate you coming in, and thank you so much. Yes, you do have a future in radio. Wait till I'm out, though, before you get in, right? Because I think, Bobby, he would be here.
Oh, he's going to have a long NFL career.
He has to. Aspirations to that, right? That lifelong goal is for you to get out there in the NFL, and that's like been your... And so you've been working towards that for how long?
Man, I've been working towards that since... It's hard to say, like, you've been working towards it since you first started football.
Yeah, right.
I mean, I've been playing since I was 6 years old. And then, obviously, since you get your first offer, that's the first thing you think about is, man, I could really do this. So since I got my first offer in high school, man, that's been a lifetime goal.
Got one more quick one for you. Just popped up, and I was going to ask you this question anyway. If you didn't play football, what sport would you be playing?
Ooh, that's a good one. Y'all seen the video on the Olympics of cornhole. That's what I'll be
that's
playing.
Right. I'll be
the best cornholer.
Well, Lathan, I challenge you. I too think of myself as a fine cornholer. I love to play. I love to throw them bags.
I actually am a decently good
cornhole player. Let's get on a team together.
We should.
Imagine going out to some tournament in the community. Now, you're playing me and you.
Because my in-laws, next door neighbors, we do like in the summertime, we always are throwing the bags. And it's always me and my father-in-law versus his neighbors. And I have to carry us and I get nothing out of him, but I keep us in it. That's how good I am. But we never win because he's not pulling his weight.
My dad and I won a tournament.
Must be nice.
In the Outer Banks.
Must be nice.
Last time we were there, 2020. It was the pandemic beach trip.
Wow.
That's right. It was something that you could do that was outside.
Yeah.
Where you had a little bit of social distancing going on. You're outdoors. Oh, man, it was a beautiful setting. There was a little restaurant there not far from Rodanthe, Knights and Rodanthe. Me and Richard Gere hanging out. I tried to steal Diane Lane from him. And we're there, and we're on the sound side. Sun is setting. Tyvus, it's gorgeous. Gorgeous.
You know what?
And we're winning at cornhole.
What you talking
might about? Might be one of my great days.
What you talking about right now, something that I'll never experience because I don't believe in vacation.
We got to fix that. You work too hard.
Yeah.
Take a break.
Why would... You know, you could
get... We're going to take a break.
You could get Wally pipped.
You're not getting Wally pipped. Come on.
Yeah.
You're on every show. It's not happening for you. We need you to go away for a little bit so we can get some buzz about the return of Tyvus. All right. I didn't play you the best part. Lathan Ransom, he's been, you know, riffing on good stuff with them. He's an entertaining son of a gun. He's giving you details on Game of Thrones and House of the Dragon, the shows he's watching. But he had something about a certain workout that gets very, very intense at the Woody this offseason, which might give you a good idea of the hard work that they're putting in every single day in the offseason going into a pivotal year where they got to beat you-know-who and hopefully win a national championship. I'll give you that coming up. It's the Buckeye Show on the Fan.
An ex-jock and a very puffy, smooth-faced man. These are the first voices you should hear. Morning Juice.
Your wake-up service.
Weekday mornings from 6 to 9.
The Fans.
Hello, I'm Gene Smith, Senior Vice President and Wolf Foundation Endowed Athletic Director at The Ohio State University. In partnership with AEP, Donato's, Huntington, Kroger, The Ohio State University Wexner Medical Center, and 10TV, Ohio State Athletics strives to inspire the community to make a positive impact on children and families in the great state of Ohio through our Buckeyes Care Initiative. Show and share your support in the community by using the hashtag Buckeyes Care.
Marathon has some great news about the number 5, so I'm going to say it 5 times in 5 different ways.
Join Marathon Rewards and earn up to $5 in rewards on your first visit.
Join and earn 5 cents in rewards for every gallon you buy.
Join in as little as 5 seconds.
Join to make 5 friends jealous.
Join and get high fives.
It's easy to sign up at the station or go to marathonrewards.com. By joining with your phone number, you are agreeing to receive recurring automated informational marketing SMS/MMS messages from Marathon. Consent not required for purchase. Messaging and data rates may apply.
The Buckeye Show is sponsored by CareSource. Proud to be your home for Ohio State Athletics. The Fan, Ohio sports destination.
Hating Michigan is our favorite national pastime. This is the Buckeye Show.
Timmy and Tyvus, happy Wednesday. By the way, the Schmitz Cardale Jones celebrity softball game is coming. Why picnic when you can Schmitnick? It's presented by Monogram Homes, also the U.S. Air Force. Saturday, July 20th at 6:30 at Huntington Park, same venue it's been at. Current Ohio State football players are going to take on the former Ohio State football players, and Tyvus has $1 million on the former players winning this game. Big time bet.
It's going to happen.
Big time bet. Yeah, the captains are Cardale Jones and Emeka Egbuka. Tickets are $10 and are available today at BuckeyeCruise.com. So
as long as I don't use Ryan Baker's bat, we're going to win.
Don't use his bat?
Yeah, it's bad luck.
Bad luck, huh? That's the bat's fault. Well, I want to play this. Because I said I would. This was also from this morning on the Juice. Lathan Aransom, Ohio State safety. Did you know about the bike interval training that Coach Mick has going on right now?
No.
They've got like rows of bikes that face each other.
Mm-hmm.
So they got banks of 25 of them or something. And they have only 3 guys to a bike. So you're quickly trading, right?
Yeah, okay.
And you're competing against the guy that's across from you.
Has he got to quit or something?
I don't know how, like, what the game is, or like what the electronic on the bike says. Like,
yeah, it's probably who gets the
highest speed or whatever in that time, and like it, you know, posts, and then you win the rep or whatever, and then you keep track of that, and then you do something at the end. But either way, Lathan Aransom with a little bit more insight, a little bit more detail on what that has been like, the bike interval training on Tuesdays every single week.
As hard as you can go, hard as you can go.
What, 10 seconds?
Coach Mick says 10 seconds, but he don't even have a watch. It's on his time. I swear it's the longest 10 seconds if he says 10 seconds. And you're looking at the person across from you, and it's really like, who's going to give up first? Who's going to fall first? And it's always the worst is when you go as hard as you can, and then you hear the person across you say a number that's higher than yours. There's not a worse feeling because you're like, I gave it all I got. And then we go, we went for 11 or 12 reps yesterday. And it's the only break is the other two people on your bike going, then you're back up. Like there's really no break. So that's definitely, I think, the hardest condition that we do right now.
Did you ever do anything like that, Tyvus? I know it's whatever you can compete at when you're working out. It's the off season. You want to get the competitive fire in you.
Well, we did do something like that, but it wasn't like competing like that. It was just more like if you couldn't practice that day. This was
there was hell to pay.
Yeah. If you couldn't practice, like it was. So for me, I experienced it one time. We had this thing called the pit. That's what they call it. If you couldn't practice, they made you do a workout because you had to do something. You had to get your work in. So I had, for bowl practice, I had got stitches because I broke my wrist, and I had got my stitches in, and I couldn't physically do anything. So they made me do the bike that day, and I did it with Schlegel, and I had that same.
Oh, God.
It wasn't 10 seconds. I think it was 4 to 6. It was like 6 seconds, and you had to go as hard as you can for 6 seconds, and you had to hit a certain number on the bike or like that rep didn't count. So that was hard. I can't lie about that. That one was tough.
You're working with Anthony Schlegel on a bike.
I like watching dudes.
That is that is not the guy you want to be going at something in the gym against. Anything like that. Weightlifting. Because they're all here. That's why, Tyvus.
That'd be like somebody running up and just kicking me right in the sack. I'd be like, what did Sam Dickens just happen? Bam!
Did he kick your ass?
Oh, man. No.
Did he?
Well, he wasn't on the bike.
He wasn't.
He was just yelling. You know,
he's just screaming at you.
Yeah.
So he's getting after you.
Yeah.
Yeah. Mm. What's that like, having him just up in your face?
Slags is
getting you to work out.
If
harder.
You don't know, Slags is crazy.
Like, I'm aware.
So
yes, I know him.
So when I was lifting, and
good guy though, really good guy.
When I was lifting during like the off season, I worked with Coach Parker because he worked with the DBs. Once I got towards the end, I worked with Coach Mick. But during the season, before he left, for some odd reason, they paired me with Slags. And it was me and Armani Reeves, and we would get up at like 6 a.m. during the season to go work out. You had like one hard workout during the week, and it was like Wednesday. So me and
just to keep you even. Keep you focused.
Yeah, keep your body pumped.
Aiming
up.
Towards something.
Exactly.
Yeah.
So me and Armani is working out with Slags at 6 a.m. And Slags.
Are you just at the Woody? Just
yeah,
at the regular
at the
weight
Woody.
Room? Yeah.
He would make you try to lift some stuff. That you can't, like...
I can't lift that, Anthony.
I was looking at him like, I can't do it.
I can't do
like,
1,000 pounds.
I cannot do that. Especially during the season. Like, there's no way that you think I'm about to lift that during the season.
What are you talking about right now?
And he would,
I want you to get down there. I want you to pump it, man.
And that's what he would do.
Water he and
would
bend.
He would get there. He would be like, no, you go do it. He might help you do it, but you go do it. And I'd be looking at it like this... I can't lift with him. He's crazy. I can't lift with Slags ever again. The dude is insane.
I love it. I love it, man. That's the guy that went out there and took down the crazy fan, planted him like a cheap flower.
I remember that. I was sitting
right there. Into the turf at Ohio State.
I was standing right there when he did that.
Gosh, you were.
What was going on Cincinnati, that? And I think the offense was on the field. I was standing right there. I was like, man, he just woo-wee.
I said
he still got it.
What was everybody saying after that incident happened?
We was cheering him on like, Slave, man, you want to put a helmet back on? You still got it.
I was worried he killed the young man.
He said that he was protecting us because he said that you never know what these guys' agendas are. So he was protecting
us. That's true. You know, you can't be out there. You can't be out there. What's for dinner tonight, Tyvus?
BLT. Well, it's supposed to be a BLT.
I like that.
I have no idea.
Because
before I left the house, we didn't have any bread. So I don't know if she went out and got the bread.
I'm surprised that you're even letting yourself have it on bread and you're not just going to, you know, scrape the bacon, lettuce, and tomato off of a plate. And just really have BLT, bacon, lettuce, and tomato.
You know what? Maybe I should.
No, you shouldn't.
We should save some calories.
Don't be a maniac. You'll be as crazy as Schlegs if you do that.
I had two milkshakes today.
You did.
And it's...
How were those $15 milkshakes?
Listen, shake
it's a meal
number,
in that
shake. Number eight's milkshakes are delicious. However, two is...
Which one do I want?
Two is
them?
Absurd, and I don't recommend... You don't need to. You should be able to share one and be perfectly fine, but they were divine.
Was there one on the menu that
we had the
remember?
Ohio Blackout. That's the one I had. Chocolate brownie milkshake.
Ohio Blackout. Oh, that's the one that they don't have a picture for.
Yeah, it's like brown.
On this particular website.
I didn't show you the picture.
The O-Shake Cookie Dough Shake.
I like that.
That looks phenomenal. That's, I mean, these, I'm sure you guys have seen, if you haven't been to this particular spot, you may have seen it on the Food Network or some of these shake places that are making their way now where they are extremely expensive shakes, but they are not just a milkshake with a straw.
Yeah.
It is like... An entire cake
is put into
the milkshake.
It was delicious, though.
Oh, my goodness. This one's very chocolatey.
Yeah.
Is it like peanut butter chocolate?
No.
Like Buckeye style?
It's chocolate.
It's just straight chocolate. The shake is actually chocolate. Lots of whipped cream. Lots of chocolate sprinkles.
Brownie bits.
What is it, like brownie bark or whatever
on
there?
That's brownie.
Just a brownie stick kind
of chunks. Brownie chunks, and then it's a stick of brownie that's on top that we took off, and we dipped it inside of the milkshake and then bit it.
Oh, my God.
I had two of them, which I didn't mean to have two.
You had two?
I shouldn't have. I shouldn't have did it.
What's with all this diet talk?
That's my point. But I haven't eaten
What's
since.
What's with all this yapping?
I haven't eaten since, so I might not eat again. I might tell the wife, you know what? I'm good.
You're a grade A diet yapper. That's what you are.
I'm going to tell Lauren I'm
Say
good.
Say whatever fits the day.
I'm good. I don't
even want to eat. Oh, a milkshake here. I guess I got to do it.
I don't even want to eat anymore.
There's a s'mores shake.
Yeah. You should try it, Tim.
Look at
right
that.
Right down High Street, right by Gateway.
It's got two like big toasted marshmallows and then all of the mini marshmallows that are spilling over the top.
You should take the wife there and share a milkshake.
What's better than a s'more? Summertime.
Yeah.
What's better than a s'more?
Over a nice campfire.
I don't even have to heat them up. I can just get the s'more ingredients. Just take a bite of graham, bite of marshmallow, a bite of chocolate.
No.
Get it all in there.
No.
I can do it that way.
Don't ruin it.
It's better to have it.
Don't ruin a good thing.
All right. Looking at the very best with the Buckeyes on the social fronts. I'm going to check out some tags coming up. Hashtag Buckeyes is next. It's the Buckeyes Show on the Fan.
We're the highest rated sports radio station in America. There's no joke there. We just are. The Fan, Ohio's sports destination.
They're trained. They're prepared.
Let's do it.
They're Ohio's undefeated plumbing, drain, heating, and cooling team. And they're here to tackle your problems. For plumbing, drain, heating, and cooling, there's only one team. The Waterworks. Better care, better value, better results. Call the Waterworks at 614-232-2222 or visit them online at thewaterworks.com, a proud sponsor of Ohio State Athletics.
Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices. And when you download the Kroger app, you can enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. Plus, you can earn fuel points to save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. And with a Boost membership, you'll save even more with double fuel points and free delivery. So you can always save big every day with our savings and rewards. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Extreme Limo is proud to be Central Ohio's first choice for luxury transportation. Serving our community since 2006, Extreme Limo has a full range of luxury cars, limos, and party buses for every occasion. And now offering you the new officially licensed Ohio State bus. You can travel in scarlet and gray style to your next game, wedding, or special event. Celebrate life and stretch the limit. Call Extreme Limo at 614-483-3300 to book today. Or visit extremelimo.com. That's extremelimo.com.
Hi, I'm Gene Smith, Senior Vice President and Director of Athletics. Ohio State Athletics and Cardinal Health know how important diversity, equity, and inclusion are to the success of our community, employees, and student athletes. And we believe an equitable culture creates a community that attracts and retains the very best. Visit OhioStateBuckeyes.com/Buckeye-inclusion to learn more and join us as we educate and celebrate the value of diversity and inclusion.
If you're obsessed with fantasy sports and gambling things, we have the slightly above average radio show for you. On the Money with Dave Biddle and Scotty Vegas.
Presented by the Sportsbook at Hollywood Casino Columbus.
Wednesday night at 8 on the Fan. Social media can be a cesspool. Allow us to navigate the waters. Hashtag Buckeyes.
Sponsored by the Waterworks. Trust the pros at the Waterworks for all your plumbing, drain, heating, and cooling needs. Visit thewaterworks.com today to get started.
All right, Timmy and Tyvis here on the Buckeye Show tonight. All you fine Buckeye fans, 5-10 minutes after the show is done, what can they do? Tyvis.
They can go wherever they get their podcasts and listen. You missed out on Jake Diebler giving some great tips, talking about when he took over as head coach, the feelings that he had, the inspiration he got from his wife, You might want to check. You might want to check out all of that. It was a really good interview with Deebs early
on. Segments, yeah, 6 to 6:30. Second segment mostly not basketball at all.
Mm-hmm.
First segment mostly basketball. So hoops and then personality. Who is Jake Deebler? Would he have a personal chef? What does he like to eat? Where was he eating dinner tonight? Because he had a freebie. He was on his own to get his meal. So check that out. And by the way, tomorrow, it's the first day of summer. And your friends here at The Fan and 10 TV, we're asking you guys here in Central Ohio, you fine Ohioans, to step up and help your neighbors stay cool. It's the Beat the Heat Fan Drive. It's sponsored by Newman Roofing and in partnership with Life Care Alliance. It kicks off tomorrow, okay? Don't forget, it's the hottest week of the year. Have you felt the heat out there? My God, is it a perfect week for this to begin? And many of Life Care's clients can't afford air conditioning and have medical conditions that are worsened by extremely warm temperatures, which we have now. You can help by driving through and dropping off a new box fan to our studios, 770 Twin Rivers Drive. If you're ever taking that little exit on 315 towards Dayton, we're right there. You see the giant TV tower. You see the building there with the 10 TV and the fan logos. That's us, 770 Twin Rivers Drive. Do that between 11 a.m. and 6:30. Who knows? Maybe you see the common man out there.
Hey,
hotter than hell. It might be 7 minutes. There might be a 7 minute span where you can catch a glimpse of the common man.
It's hot.
I might be out there.
You going out there?
I might be out there.
You going to the
long as I can stand. Long as I can stand it. So do that. And by the way, if you're heading between noon and 2, you can get a shaved ice from Kona Ice.
Mm.
If you're here from 4 to 6:30 p.m. to drop a fan off, you can get a grilled hot dog from L.A. Catering. Get you a hot dog here before the show.
Maybe I should drop me a fan off so I can get a hot dog.
You should. We both should bring a fan or two to work tomorrow. We should do that. Anyone who donates tomorrow is going to be eligible to win a couple of tickets to the Cardale Jones Celebrity Softball Game. How about that? For more info, just go to 971thefan.com. What a big week, right, Tyvus?
It is a big week. A big recruiting week, too, I think, on this weekend.
Big couple of days. I'm looking at Ohio State hoops on Twitter, sort of the theme of the day here.
Mm-hmm.
And 3 hours ago, they put a tweet X out that said, couldn't let the vets leave Columbus without a little gear. Fire emoji. Hashtag go Bucks. And these threads are amazing.
I know.
I don't know what gets me about a pair of good thick sweat shorts now. I don't know why. Sweatshorts seem in, and they are stitched. They've got a swoosh. They've got a beautiful Ohio State logo. They're like white/cream colored. It's got a big, thick, comfortable waistband and a drawstring. These are beautiful looking shorts. I bet you they retail for about $55 or $60. Deep, I bet you.
Deep should hook us up with some gear. We should have asked him.
Oh, man.
I just want the shorts. I ain't even asking for all of that. I just want the shorts.
Here's the stack of what they were given the vets, they said. Do you think they had this pack for every player that they invited in? I bet they did, right?
Probably,
one, two, three, four, five, six items and three pairs of socks. Basketball socks. One white, one red, one black.
Yeah.
T-shirt hoodie here. Is this a T-shirt hoodie or just a hoodie?
Little MBN.
Oh, big MBN. When are you getting some new stuff?
Who?
You.
What do you mean?
When are you getting some new stuff? When are you going to work a back channel and get some Buckeye gear? At least over at the football facility.
I haven't been over there.
You gotta grease the wheels now and then.
I'm pretty busy.
Well, I know you're busy. I thought you were going to say they don't care about me.
Nah,
Give me that tale of woe.
Me and Kev got a great relationship. It's just all about me.
Cam's the man?
Kevin. Yeah, Kev.
Kevin!
Kev. That's my guy.
Kevin, we like clothes.
Yeah, me and Kev, we have a great relationship.
Yeah.
That's my guy. You know what?
New Buckeye shirt.
I'm going to write a letter to the Woody and see if he gets a raise. He's that good. Best equipment manager in college football.
What's the most difficult part of that job?
That's a good question.
Why did you get so silent?
I'm trying to think. What would be difficult about that job? making sure everybody
the easiest job in the
world? Sure everybody's everybody's stuff, like what they use, is washed in their locker and ready to go. There's been times where my loop might have not been ready and I'd be scared.
Your what?
Loop. You get a loop. You got to put like your shirt and shorts and all your stuff. You put it all on a loop and then you throw it in the basket.
That's just sort of your kit, so to speak.
Yeah, your little, it's like a laundry.
Like a little loop.
They wash your loop and then they put it back in your locker.
I see. I see what you're saying. I would be on the lookout for our social media blasts about having Deebs in studio today. That was nice. That was really cool. Once again, big shout out to him. Probably thank you to Mrs. Diebler for letting him come down here for a half an hour after work today.
I hope he's got some really good sushi.
I hope so too. Yeah, he was on the lookout for some sushi tonight. So that's his favorite food. If he gets a free night to eat whatever he wants to eat, if the family's already at dinner doing something.
I wonder what kind of roll he's at. I'm a shrimp tempura guy.
Me too. Yeah. Oh, that's good.
Yeah.
That's good stuff.
Why
California Crunch, any of that stuff.
That's fine.
Yeah.
Spicy tuna.
I can really throw anything there. Anything in front of me.
I'm going to have
like the raw fish too.
I'm going to have some on Sunday or Monday because I'm going to Nobu when I'm out in Chicago.
Oh, okay. Yeah. All right. Well, Tyvus, we'll do it again tomorrow.
Sounds good. I'll see you tomorrow.
What are we going to do? We on the lookout for Garyon, new Dallas Cowboy?
Oh, yeah. I do got to text him, don't I? I forgot.
Maybe.
Yeah.
Little thing called You'll See.
We will see.
All right. Nate, Cam Taylor, beautiful stuff tonight. Thank you guys for helping out. Coming up next, not a little thing called You'll See, a little thing called On the Money. Have a good night on the Fan.
Here's a listener tweet. Are men and bones stupid in real life? Yes. Yes, they are. Common Man and T-Bone.
Weekdays from 3 to 6.
The Fan.
Go behind the scenes of one of the most recognizable landmarks in all of college athletics with a tour of Ohio Stadium. A seasoned redcoat will be your guide as you make your way through walls of the stadium, into the press box, and onto the field. Upgrade to the VIP package and get special access to the band center and the Ohio State home locker room. From corporate outings and school groups to single-person tours and small families, Ohio Stadium Tours offers a variety of options and pricing that will meet your needs. For more information, visit OhioStateBuckeyes.com and book your tour of Ohio Stadium today.
Marathon has some great news about the number 5, so I'm going to say it 5 times in 5 different ways.
Join Marathon Rewards and earn up to $5 in rewards on your first visit.
Join and earn 5 cents in rewards for every gallon you buy.
Join in as little as 5 seconds.
Join to make 5 friends jealous.
Join and get high fives.
It's easy to sign up at the station or go to marathonrewards.com. By joining with your phone number, you are agreeing to receive recurring automated informational marketing SMS/MMS messages from Marathon. Consent not required for purchase. Messaging and data rates may apply.
Libman makes a difference. The Libman Mop Crew is a part of our winning team. The Libman Mop Crew makes sure the hardwood is safe and clean for the players every game at the Schottenstein Center. No matter what kind of flooring you have at your home court, Libman has the tools to keep it clean. Our mops, brooms, and brushes are proudly family made in the USA. Visit Libman.com to see our whole lineup and for a store locator. That's Libman.com. Libman, proud sponsor of Ohio State Athletics.
Come on over to Heartland and join our family.
Did the pandemic eliminate quality customer service? Well, many places it did, but not here at Heartland Bank. Imagine getting top quality service and good advice as well to help you down life's road. It's community banking, and it's alive and well in the Heartland. I'm Scott McComb, CEO. Coming over to Heartland, where banking really feels good.
Fair banking feels good.
Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Broadcasting from the Lindsay Honda Studios.
Honda makes the cars. Lindsay makes the difference. Visit LindsayHonda.com.
WBNSFM, HD1 Columbus.